Welcome to the White House Family Devotions. We are so glad that so many of you have joined us in the past 7 or 8 days, even throughout the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Yes, we don't stop having devotions just because it's Sunday morning, even on Memorial Day. And we thank God for your presence. J. Hampton Keithley III said, King David knew his need of daily time alone with God. And though faced with trials and pressures that were pulling him in other directions, he vowed that nothing would keep him from meeting with God daily. Amen, somebody. How about it, Christian friend? Do you meet with God daily in a special way, on purpose, especially at the beginning of his day? In Psalm 5:3, David vowed, Lord, in the morning you will hear me. In the morning I will present my case to you and then wait expectantly for an answer. No doubt it was this intimate morning by morning meeting with the Lord that developed David's faith and made him a man after God's own heart. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, help us, those of us who have trusted Christ as Savior, to meet with you every morning. Lord, we know firsthand that the devil will fight that, but you know that better than we do. And the saints of old have told us also how the devil hates a praying Christian. So Lord God in heaven, for Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of our sin of not praying every morning as we should, reading your holy word as we should, not only by ourselves but with our families. For it's rather trite to many, but the truth is the family that prays together stays together no matter how much the devil hates that Christian marriage and family and fights against it. So Holy Father God, help us to meet together every morning as you've given us the grace to do over the past 30 years. And we thank you for how you have blessed us because of those times of devotions down through the years. We would not be sitting here today if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, help us to keep doing it. Amen. Please join me, beloved, in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 9 as we continue reading the Psalms. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I said, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. Has nothing to do with your feelings or your emotions, or whether or not you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, whether or not somebody made you mad, I will be glad. That's a choice. Somebody said, I believe it was Dr. Prager, that you can be as happy as you want to be, and he's not even a Christian. Not only can you be happy and cheerful as a Christian, God gives you the power of His Holy Spirit to do that. In fact, you ought not even have to try. You ought to wake up happy and cheerful, filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen, somebody. I know a man right now going through his wife, the pain of his wife having a stroke, and he has to babysit her. But his joy and his peace and his happiness as a Christian has not dipped. I know of another preacher going through the pain of babysitting his sick mother and having to take care of end-of-life issues. But you can't tell it. He still has the joy of the Lord. Amen, somebody. I know of a Christian who's on his deathbed, and he knows it. But when you walk into his hospital room, he has a smile on his face, even though he's sick and his body is racked in pain. That is, his spirit is still happy. He is joyful. And sometimes there are some people in certain situations where they do need to choose to be glad anyhow. Amen, somebody. To be joyful and cheerful anyhow. You say, this is just my disposition. Well, change your disposition. Change the position of your disposition. Amen, somebody. That's original. Write that down. And change your attitude. God is big in attitude adjustments. Change your stinking attitude. Some women wonder why the husband don't want to spend any time with them. Because they have a nasty attitude. They're always complaining, never happy about nothing. Do you know there are people who claim to be Christians who are not happy about anything? Not glad about anything. They don't even think long enough about what Jesus has done for them to get them glad. They skip over that. Verse 2, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. That's a choice. Just do it. Just do it. And you'll be amazed what God will do in your heart. Verse 3, when mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause, thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. Amen, somebody. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. My God is good. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Amen, somebody, to the word of God. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. I like saying this. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I like saying this. Higgion Selah. Amen, somebody. I like it real good. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Remember that verse when I share the gospel with you later. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Dr. R.C. Sproul writes in his fine commentary, this lament begins like a thanksgiving, but the psalmist turns to the Lord with new petitions, and the psalm concludes on this note. David refers to the great acts of God and his intervention in human affairs as at the Exodus from Egypt. He is not confident in himself, but in God's character as the righteous judge. He believes that one day the name of the wicked will be remembered no more, in contrast with God's name, which will be praised forever. He wants the afflicted to know that God is present with them in the world, contrasted with the gates of death. The psalmist will praise God for answered prayer. The psalmist will praise God for answered prayer in the most public places in Jerusalem. Now join me, ladies and gentlemen, as we pray for our governmental officials all across the country. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life blessings upon all of our governmental officials. And we pray for wisdom, knowledge, guidance, and direction for President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, Presidential Aides, National Economic Council Director Gary Cohn, leaders of federal agencies, all past presidents. It doesn't matter to us who is the president. We pray that you would lead, guide, and direct them in what they do as past presidents, hopefully for the good of the nation and the world. We pray for Interior Director Ryan Zink, State Governors, Florida Governor Rick Scott, San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, many people, Lord, as you know, criticize politicians, and oftentimes they deserve it, but we do thank you for those who put their necks out there, so to speak, to lead cities, states, and nations. We pray for U.S. senators and representatives, California Senator Dianne Feinstein. We pray these same blessings upon her and her family and her staff, all law enforcement officials, from the sheriff on down to the deputy, from the chief on down to the police man or police woman on the beat. We pray for leaders of nations around the world, Albanian President Bujar Nishani and Prime Minister Edi Rama. Lord, we pray for salvation and spiritual and wisdom and knowledge and understanding and guidance blessings upon these people. And Lord God in heaven, we pray for church leadership. We continue to pray for the leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention, brothers and sisters in Christ, that I'm not a part of their convention, but it seems to me they're the best situated convention to help bring revival back to this country with your blessings. And we pray that they'll live up to the privileges and opportunities and principles that you have given to them. We pray for the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. We pray for President Russell Moore. And we pray that you'll lead God and direct him to do and say the right things. We pray also for current events that are happening around us. We're praying for the family in Dallas, not too far from where I live, that a son graduated from college and graduated from high school. Only son graduated from high school. No doubt one of the most popular students in the history of high school. He won almost everything. Best looking, most likely to succeed, and on. A good kid who did well, was getting ready to go to college and play football, shot and killed over stupidity in Dallas, Texas. Lord, we commit this family into your hands. The father who is a strong man himself, who held back tears when he was interviewed, amazingly. A man's man. We pray that even though he held back those tears, we know his heart is crying, and we pray that you'll comfort him and comfort his family. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from that family today as they go through the most difficult time in the history of their family. And we pray that the devilish people who killed their son would be brought to justice swiftly. And Holy Father God, we pray for Christian families and churches in Egypt affected by the tragic ISIS bus attack. But Lord, we praise you at the same time when ISIS jumped on that bus and said, deny Christ and you can live. They shook their head, no, can't do that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can't do it. No, we're not doing that. You do what you got to do. But we're not denying our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, help us in America, as soft and as wicked as we are, to be that kind of Christian. We pray for the families affected by the suicide attack in Jakarta, Indonesia. Comfort them as only you can. We pray for the families affected by the tragic bombing in Manchester, England. Certainly there are some parents and even some children who have not ceased crying yet. We pray that you would comfort them as only you can. Help us to do our part. Lead, guide, and direct us as to what part that is. We pray for the resolution of the food shortage and hunger and violence and foolishness going on in Venezuela. And Lord, we pray for the healing of the Shabbat girls and the deliverance of the other Shabbat girls and the healing of their families for years to come. We pray for Syrian civilians suffering from lack of food, medical care, and housing. We pray that you would provide for them and meet their needs. And Holy Father God, give them peace. And Lord, we also pray for the peace of Jerusalem next door. We pray for the persecuted Christians around the world. Comfort them as only you can and give them grace in their dying hour as you did our brothers and sisters on that bus in Egypt. Now, Holy Father God, we pray for some prayer requests. As we have hundreds, we're just going to pray over a few together today. We pray for Oppen, for his family, for their church, and for Henry Sunray. We pray for Charette, for Nichelle, and Lanton's chemotherapy to go well, and for healing. We pray for Shanae, for her daughter's temperature to go down, and we trust that all of that has been taken care of by now. We pray for Shanquetta, for her family to get a decent housing situation and not be homeless. We pray for her husband to keep the faith and remain strong. And we pray for strength for her three brothers and mother. We pray for Kylie, deliver her from severe pain, pain medication, addiction, and sorrow. We pray for Shantae, for her sister to be healed. We pray for Mindy, for her small business to find success for her. Her husband's job to be blessed and protected. For their two daughters to be successful in their studies and work. And we pray for the protection of those two daughters. We pray for Lucette, for her friend Bakash and his atheist friend to be saved. We pray for Linda for total healing, for Anthony, for her brother to be completely delivered from alcohol and grief over the murder of his only son, for her daughter to come back to you. We pray for Marie for the blood of Jesus to cover her life for protection and for your favor to be over her situation, for doors to open, for resources, support, and provision to be able to pay daily costs and obtain medical and dental care. Lord, we pray for Lillian, for your blessings to be upon her Christian ebook, that it would make more sales. We pray for Linda and Wade, for her prodigal husband to return to you and come home and be the husband and father that you want him to be. Holy Father God, we pray in faith, believing based upon your holy word that says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Now, Lord, we pray for people who have trusted Christ as Savior through this ministry recently. Help these to grow in the faith, to become strong Christians in the faith, and used by you to bring others to the faith. We pray for Josephine. We pray for Lynette. We pray for Joyce. We pray for Niagarisa. We pray for Eric. We pray for Thomas. And we pray for Keith. And Holy Father God, we pray for the people who have recommitted their lives to you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, you know this is not an invitation that I give. That's more of a pastoral invitation. I only give an invitation for people to get saved, but we have been amazed ever since the beginning of people coming back to you at the simple preaching of the gospel. And so we pray for these folks as well. Help them to stand strong in the faith and never go back in the world and never become backslidden again. We pray for Sylvester, Suleiman, Tammy. We pray for Moffitt, Joni, Kizzy, and Ann. We commit all of these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. And now, beloved, join us in our devotional reading, Answering God's Call by A.W. Tozer, one of the devotional writers that I cut my teeth on when I was a young Christian, almost 40 years ago. I couldn't understand some of the things he was saying back then, but oh, I appreciate them now. He goes on to share with us, when will men and women realize that when God calls us out, He is completely faithful to call us into something better? In his faith, Abraham was against idolatry and idol making, but that was not his crusade. Because of his faith, God led him into a promised land, into possessions and into the lineage that brought forth the Messiah. The call of God is always to something better. Keep that in mind. God calls us into the joys and reality of eternal life. He calls us into purity of life and spirit so that we may acceptably walk with Him. What a privilege. He calls us into a life of service and usefulness that brings glory to Himself as God. He calls us into the sweetest fellowship possible on this earth, the fellowship of the family, the fellowship of the family of God. Amen, somebody. If God takes away from us the old, wrinkled, beaten up dollar bill we clutch so desperately, it is only because He wants to exchange it for the whole federal mint, the entire treasury. He is saying, I have in store for you all the resources of heaven. Help yourself. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, help us as Christians to realize that when You call us into a certain work, that the whole situation is designed to be better and to make things better, not only for ourselves, but for others, more importantly, and then for Your glory, Your praise, and Your honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for His sake, help us to take this with us today. Amen. Now, beloved, before I leave you, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and the free pardon of your sins, as the old saints used to say, Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, and that includes you, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, you shalt be saved, saved from sin and saved from the punishment of sin. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can be saved today, obviously, based upon these words. It's not hard. It's rather simple. God did not make it hard for us. He made it simple for us to simply believe on Christ. So, dear friend, trust in Christ today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and thou you shalt be saved. Believe that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead. And he will save you. Call upon his name through prayer, through what many call the sinner's prayer. And I'll be glad to lead you in that prayer because someone led me. And I thought it was a great help. So follow me in prayer if you want to be saved this morning. Mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. Please have mercy upon me, a sinner. And forgive me of all of my sins, as I believe now the best way that I know how, with all of my heart, in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, was buried and rose again, who is the Lamb of God, who shed his blood on the cross for my sins and has taken away the sins of the world, including mine. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is simply putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer. We'll see you tomorrow morning if the Lord should tarry his coming.